the kids might cry. And then you said, oh, in that case, I'll give them all an A or an A minus.
Yeah.
And I said, well, so I'm giving them an A plus and you're giving them an A minus. Where's the humor in that?
And but here's what you were thinking. How can I manipulate my old pal Andy into writing me a check for $600? Maybe if I keep rejecting his stupid suggestions, we'll land on one where I can put some money in my pocket.
Yeah.
So this money's going toward, you have like a little rinky-dink silent marathon or something?
Yeah, we're having a heck raiser.
Yeah.
Right now it's an imaginary fundraiser.
What's that about?
What do you mean, what's it about?
I mean, why would you need that?
Oh, well, among other reasons, the man just took $200,000 a year from us. You heard about these cuts to public media?
Yeah, the man.
Yeah.
The man.
The government.
Yeah. That's a good card to
play. The G-Men.
There you go. That's the card to play, Ken.
Why is that a bad card to play?
I don't know. It's just it's so provocative. The man. What radio station isn't raising money right now? You're calling out the man.
Well, why are all these stations going off the air left
and
right?
Are they going off the air?
Yes, they are.
They are?
Yes.
Fantastic. What's the catch? Seriously. What's the problem
with
it?
What am I hearing in my headphones? Are you hearing something in your headphones?
Yeah.
Is it? It's Siri or something.
Yeah.
Is your Siri talking to you?
Wait, is it?
Yeah.
Wait, are you trying to get me?
I'm hearing like Alexa or Siri talking very faintly.
No, my phone's off.
Very faintly in the background. It's really weird.
Wait, you once punked me claiming that
no.
We were picking up other signals.
That's true, but this is something I was actually hearing. This is not normal.
Well, my phone's off.
Okay.
Do you have a Apple Watch?
No.
Huh. Well, now you can buy one. You can buy one today. Here's $600.
Well, that's for the radio station, you see.
Yeah, right. Then why'd you have me make it out to Hank Friedman?
So you're That's not her name, by the way. So you're overjoyed that all these radio and TV stations are going off the air.
Yeah, more room for us. There's more food for us to eat, right?
That's not how I look at it.
Aren't more people finding us? We're the last man standing?
Well, the problem.
Well played, Ken. No, well played, brother.
No, the problem is if the industry dies.
Yeah.
If there's fewer people listening to the radio.
Go on. I want to hear the end of this. Yes.
That doesn't help us. You know, a rising tide lifts all boats. So we want to, like you wouldn't be happy if all the. If all the other network, you have a new CBS TV show coming out.
Yes, go on, yes.
Would you be ecstatic if all the other TV stations started biting the dust?
No. There. That would be a very, very negative outcome.
Yeah, very bad.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Very good point.
Yeah, thank you.
It is very much like if all these boats are sort of in a basin, a big body of water.
Right.
And then the tide starts to rise. It's not that one or two boats would rise.
They would all rise.
You're very good point, Ken. A rising tide. Wait, how did you put it?
I believe I said a rising tide lifts all boats.
Huh. And so you would like your rival stations to survive this challenge.
Yeah, the more people who listen to the radio, the better. The fewer people who listen to the radio, the worse.
What did we learn today? How many people listen to the radio? At least how many?
91.
That's right, Ken. At least 91. That's the minimum.
Well, President Pam called twice.
Right, but we didn't count her.
90.
The actual number of our listeners could be close to double that.
Oh, Andy, we have a call.
Yeah,
if you'd like to make a call, please hang up and dial again.
See, that's someone making a joke.
Yeah.
That's just a sample. That's just a taste of the kind of funny people we have listening to us.
Is there anybody you would like to thank, Andy? It's time for the thank
you. Well, we should ask Pam to reconsider her hasty decision.
I don't think she quit being president of 7 Second Delay.
I think she was a little peeved at you. A little hurt because
I wouldn't take... Well,
yeah, she tried to rewrite the
president
parameters.
President Pam, I thought we could do it without rewriting the parameters, and we did. So,
hey, whether you agree with Ken or not, it's great to hear the word parameters used again, isn't it, kids?
Hi, you're on the air.
Joey Heatherton did a commercial for CK1 for Calvin Klein in 1996.
Okay, I stand corrected.
All right, I stand corrected.
No, I stand even more corrected.
I stand more corrected.
Okay.
I said I stand corrected after you did.
Now, I'm going to ask Joey Heather to know all about that commercial campaign.
Yeah?
Yeah, when I visit her.
When you visit her at the senior center?
At 4 in the morning.
Yeah. God.
She won't remember a thing.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. That was Andy Breckman.
I've waited a long, long time, Joey.
Andy Breckman made
that. A long, long time, Miss Heatherton.
In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter.
Of course, Jeremiah, and of course, Pam.
Cranking that newsletter out every week.
Hey, thank you, Ken. Thank you, Ken, for always being here, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
And I know it's a long day. I know you do a morning show. Somebody told me you do a show every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday morning.
Yeah, no kidding. What kind of show is it? Why don't you tell the people?
From 9 to noon.
Uh-huh. What is it? You tell jokes? You do little sketches?
Nope. It's
what do you do, Ken?
It's a free-form radio show.
Oh, you play music. Tell the kids, tell the people when it's on, Ken.
It's on, I just said.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning?
9 a.m. to noon.
Oh, good for you, Ken. You have your own little radio show every Wednesday.
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's good for you. I'm really proud of you, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Little radio boy.
Yeah.
Go, go, go. Go, radio boy.
Yeah, radio boy.
Yeah.
You started calling me that last week.
Yeah. So proud of you, buddy. Yeah. He has two shows on Wednesdays.
Yeah, you were taking me around last week, showing me off. You were using me to make money for you.
Some guys don't have any radio shows on Wednesday. Ken's got them coming out of his ass. Right, Kenny?
Well, I've got two.
9 o'clock, and then you stick around. You take a nap, I guess. When do you usually nap?
About 2:30.
Oh, a beautiful day. Oh, yeah. Wednesdays are a special, magical time for us.
Yeah, and then we're on the air at what time?
We're at 6 to 7. Oh, I got to go. I got to go. I got to get to the airport.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, darling.
Hey, you know, you told your daughter to look for your WFMU bumper sticker on your car.
Yeah.
But your bumper sticker is on the back of your car.
Yeah.
So
no, it's okay. I park at the end of the row at the airport where the back is facing
the
terminal.
All right. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
That was my secret. The bumper sticker's on the back of the car.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, Chillin. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is Don Fleming, and you're listening to 21 Lounge on WFMU. Welcome to the lounge and the show. We just heard, started off with the Mr. Lucky theme by Don Hayes on Art Records, his album A Fun Evening with Don Hayes. And that was followed by another Art Records artist, Monty Blue. Monty actually did one of the earliest Art Records, so that was only on 78 RPM. But then he had two albums on the label. And this was from his first album called Something Old, Something New, Something Borrowed by Monty Blue. And it includes, it's a four-piece, including his brother, Du Blue, who's just spelled D-U, and their last name is spelled B-L-E-U, with Don Seeger on the organ and Wes Yant on drums. And we heard them doing a medley of Harbor Lights, Alley Cat, and Home, and that was recorded live at the Spanish Lounge of the Boca Raton Hotel in Boca Raton, Florida, in 1966. And yeah, so it's the Hellraiser, and I'm trying to do as many medley shows as I can get in this month, or at least feature some medleys on every show, and tonight it's going to be all medleys. And I'm going to start off with an artist I've played before, but I just love this one so much. I don't think I've played him on this show. I think I played it on one of the fill-ins I did. They're called Wayne and Marin Foster, a couple, and it's from their album To Get It Together, which has hyphens between all of those words. It's a nice shot of them. I'll put it up on the board here in a minute, them on a bicycle built for two. And this is their medley, and this one is not really a themed medley. It's just a couple of songs they've thrown together. Three songs, and they call it their Happy Together medley. And so we'll start with that, and then a couple other little shorter medleys before we get into some of the big ones. All right, we'll see you in a little bit. Here's Wayne and Marin Foster with their Happy Together medley.
Imagine me and you.
I do.
I think about you day and night.
Well, it's only right to think about the one you love
and hold her tight.
Right.
Happy together.
Me for you and you for me.
No matter how they toss the dice, it's gotta be the only one for me is you and you for me. So happy together. Is a new day every time I love you.
if all of my dreams come true. I'll soon be making it with you.
Thank you. the seventh house, and Jupiter aligns with Mars. Then peace will guide the planets, and love will steer the stars. This is the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, Age of Aquarius. Aquarius, Aquarius. Harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding. The mothballs to derisions, golden living dreams of visions, mystic crystal revelation, the mind through liberation. Aquarius, Aquarius. This is the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, Age of Aquarius.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to 21 Lounge, where we celebrate the golden age of lounge performers. That was the always fabulous Bill and Lisa doing Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In. I mean, that's a medley already built into the actual piece. It's not like they put those together, I suppose, but still, they do it justice. They only did two albums that I've been able to find, and one of those is only available on 8-track tape. I haven't procured that one yet, but I'm trying to. This is their other album called Promised, which came out in 1973. It's not on a label. And before that was Johnny Ford, from his album, The Banjo Artistry of Johnny Ford, with his Oklahoma medley. And this guy's just amazing. He apparently put out three albums. He was around in the 1970s, banjo player from Flint, Michigan. And it looks like this record was recorded in Flint. He played across the country, all kinds of clubs, opened for Jerry Lewis and Duke Ellington and Nipsey Russell and David Fry and Henny Youngman. He's really kind of amazing. He's joined there, it's a trio, and there's also Daryl Bronson on tuba and Sid Mitchell Jr. on keyboards. And yeah, he's quite talented. And then we started with a Happy Together medley from Wayne and Maren Foster. And They only put out that one album. That's the only one I've found anyway. I think it was their own record label called Happy Nest. And the only that's the only album for that label that also shows up. All right, so let's get into a bigger one. Let's get into a rock opera medley, which is what they call it on this album. It's a band called Happy Feelings, and it was recorded at Glenn Gettings Production Studios in Orlando, Florida. Came out on something called HFP Records. And this one's, you know, every time I get in a new record, a lounge record, I always start it at the very beginning. I want to hear, like, especially if it's a live recording, I want to hear if they're introduced and just get the feel for, like, how's the band want to present themselves. And I try to go through every album start to finish that way. This one was tough. I mean, in the first few songs, I just felt like, ugh, because I definitely get some duds that I just could not play for you. And this one was kind of lining up that way, and I just thought, oh, no, this one, there's just nothing here I'm going to be able to use. And then, finally, it gets to their rock opera medley, and I'm just floored by it. And, you know, hopefully you'll like it as much as I do. It includes portions of Hair, Jesus Christ Superstar, and Tommy. It's a bit later. I mean, I think this has to be early 80s because there's a synair. And you'll hear this, if you know what a synair is, it's an electronic drum. Very big disco sound in the 80s. Every song had a synair in it. They first came out in 75, but I think it was mostly like 78 to 82 is when every band suddenly had one. And Happy Feelings definitely is working one out in this song, in this medley. So, all right, without further ado, let's listen to Happy Feelings with their rock opera medley. Thank you.
what have you sacrificed? Jesus Christ, superstar. Do you think you're what they say?
At you, I don't understand why you let the things you do get so out of hand. If you'd come today, you would have reached that whole nation. Israel and 4BC had no mass communication.
Don't you get me wrong?
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 Don't
you get me wrong?
Superstar,
do you think you're what they say you are? Every time I look at you, I don't understand why you let the things you do get so out of hand. If you come today, you would have reached that whole nation. Israel and 4BC had no mass communication. You get me wrong.
Scares me so. I want him so. Touch me.
Heal me.
Tilts at all. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
He's a deaf, dumb, and blind boy. In a quiet vibration land. You know, strange as it seems, his musical dreams aren't quite so bad. All at once, a vague haze of delirium creeps upon him, and a tall stranger he suddenly sees. He's dressed in a silver, sparkling, glittering gown, and a golden glow flows from his head to the ground. But there's nothing to see. Nothing to speak, and nothing to hear. Each sensation makes a note in his symphony. His eyes are the eyes that transmit all that they know, and they sparkle, warm, crystalline glances to show. He is your leader. He is your guide. Come now, on an amazing journey, together. We'll ride.
See me, feel me, touch me, hear me.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to 21 Lounge. That was Happy Feelings with their rock opera medley. And it was pretty epic. Listener baby thought we should play it again. I should just start it over again. I don't know about that. Pretty rollicking version there. I just love the guy's voice. Not sure which singer that is. All these people are listed, and they've all signed the back of the album cover here. But Jim Byers on trumpet, Michael Darby guitar, Billy DeLango trombone, Tommy Gettings is the drummer. They all sing also. Peggy Hill, vocals. Kevin Kronk on keyboards. And there is a note here that says... the Prophet synthesizer was courtesy of Hannah Music, Sanford, Florida. So they got some nice keyboard sounds in there to go with their Synair. Bill Ryan, the light and sound technician, is listed next, followed by Eddie Stewart, the bass player. So I'm not sure how that worked out. Oh, it's alphabetical. I see. Anyway, nice of them to stick Bill in there with a credit. Yeah, that's the way you're supposed to do it. And not even that long. It was like just shy of 14 minutes. Not even a whole album side. All right, I guess it's the time of the show I should mention that this is the Hellraiser month, and I'm trying to present medleys throughout the month. As you guys may know, the end of year Hellraiser is like just to make the ends meet, and especially in light of losing the $200,000 a year community service grant, which I think that took effect maybe in October, that it's gone for FMU and for many, many other stations as well. But with your help, we're going to keep it going, because that's what we do, people. You can go to the pledge widget at the top of the page or in the home page. And the other thing to check out is the all the great radio specials that are going all month long. DJs put together all kinds of specials. You can look at on WFMU.org/upcoming. There's a link on the home page. It'll show you all the really great shows that are coming up. In fact, next week, I'm doing a two-hour radio special with Becky, the Honky Tonk Radio Girl. She'll be on my show, and then I'll be on her show. And we're going to play all our favorite lounge performers, hillbilly outsiders, private press party bands, definitely with an accent on the country side of things. And yes, I'm going to have a medley of Johnny Cash songs. So I'll keep the medley thing going, although it won't be the whole show. But please join us for that. And just, you know, thanks. I know a lot of you are Swag for Life members. Thanks for that. You can always up your amount if you want, or just do a one-time pledge and help out with this deficit that we have now. Oh, and also, there's so many cool things going on at Monty Hall that are also in, you know, to help bring in cash for the station. Hardy White this weekend. I think there's two shows. I don't know if those are sold out yet. I don't think they are quite. Maybe one of them is. Bruno's Birthday Bash is coming up on Sunday. The following Saturday, Michael Shelley's famous Listener Bake Off. With celebrity judges and a live acoustic performance by Kurt Baker. And then that, on the 19th, Nosferatu double feature, Big Vampire Night. The 25th is Saxmania film night, The Life and Times of James Chance. And then Mona's doing a big live performance down there on Monty Hall on Sunday the 26th that's going to be live on air. So yeah, please, you know, pick the thing you'd like to do most and go do it, because this is the month we ask a little bit. And that's it. That's all we'll ask right now. So coming up next, I've got just two-song short medley done by Chet DeMilo. It's from his album Does It at Donkin's. It was recorded live April 18th, I don't know what year, at Donkin's Inn, Marina Del Rey, California. So let's hear Chet with his medley that includes Sunshine Superman and the In Crowd.
Out easy, but I changed my ways. It'll take time, and I know it's but in a while you're gonna be mine. I know it's we do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine. I'm turning right now. Just to have a little scene, yeah. Stay be cool, baby. You know what I mean. Stood on a beach at sunset. Do you remember when? Hey, I know a beach now, baby, where it never.
Yeah. to hurt about. Maybe I'm a crazy, but I just can't live without your loving and affection. Bringing me direction, like a guiding light to help me through my darkest hour. Lately I'm a praying that you'll always be a staying beside me. Used to be my life was just emotions passing by, feeling all the while I'm little and never know. Baby, I'ma need you. You're the only one I care enough to hurt about. Maybe I'm a crazy, but I just can't live without your loving and affection. Bringing me direction, like a guiding light to help me through my darkest hour. Lately I'm a praying that you'll always be a staying beside me. My life was just emotions passing by, feeling all the while and really never knowing why. You taught me why. Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you. Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words would never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me to. And when my love for life is running dry, you come and pour on me.
If a man could be two places at one time, I'd be with you tomorrow and today, beside you all the way. If the stop revolving, spinning slowly down to die, I'd spend the end with you. And when the world was
through, then one by one the stars would all out. Then
Well, hello everyone. Welcome back to the show. We just heard the Velvet Storm with their Bread medley, which you guys liked a lot. I was wondering, can I get away with this one? But no, that's getting a lot of clicky stars. That's from their album, I Think We Can Make It. Not sure the year of that. They were an Ohio band, Velvet Storm and Devo from Ohio. Recorded at Kings Mill Recording Studio, Columbus, Ohio. And I like that on the liner notes it says that their clothes are by Right Track, Youngstown, Ohio. And yeah, pretty solid. And then before that, we heard Chet DeMilo with his Sunshine Superman, the In Crowd medley. And yeah, wrapping it up here, I've got in the background Larry Ferrari from his album Rainbow of Musical Favorites with his medley of Up the Lazy River, It Had to Be You, and Up the Lazy River. So take that to the end here, probably. That was played on the Con Model 651 organ, recorded at the Sweetwater Casino on the Mullica River in the New Jersey Pines near Hamilton, New Jersey, from 1975. And that's on a weird label called Shure that was out of Pennsylvania, that was mostly the label that put out all the Mummers Parade records. If you've ever seen those, you've probably or got one of those. It's on Shure Records. And yeah, I think we're going to just let the Larry roll it out for the rest of the show. Stay tuned. Becky will be here soon. And then after that, Sydney's in tonight. So just stay tuned. And thanks for all the pledges, and keep on supporting WFMU.
Honky-tonk radio girl, hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she sees. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
Neath the shadows in the meadow, dead leaves lie on every side. By the river, flowers shiver, fading, dying in their pride. Lovers parting, long delaying, sadly strolling down the lane. Someone saying, I must leave you till the roses bloom again. When the roses bloom again, when the roses bloom again, I will meet you, I will greet you when the roses bloom again. Sunshine's over crimson clover, blooming in the meadow bright. Summer's finger softly lingers, whispering softly in the night. Someone roaming in the gloaming, strolling sadly down the lane. For that promise she will cherish till the roses bloom again. When the roses bloom again, when the roses bloom again, I will meet you, I will greet you when the roses bloom again. She was faithful to her lover, she was true until the end. Though she knew not what befell him, still she hopes they'll meet again. Do not borrow pain or sorrow in the hours that yet remain. We will know glad tomorrow when the roses bloom again.
All day I face the barren waste without the taste of water. Stars a pool of water, blue water. But with the dawn I wake and yawn and carry on to devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water.
Oh, Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you?
But Seattle's play and seem to say, tonight we pray for water, cool water. And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show us where there's water,
water,
cool
water,
clear
water,
water,
water.
Dance feed our soul, he's yearning for just one thing more than water.